Well, we're going to continue our program with an organization that we've had the pleasure of talking with in the past. I'm talking about the Backyard Beekeepers Association, which is one of the nation's largest regional clubs for beekeeping hobbyists. They've got over 400 members. We hope by the end of this program, we will be ready to induct another 10 or 15 or 20 of them. We'll tell you all about that. But first, we need to warn you about staying safe on the road, because as the days get shorter and the temperatures cool down, AAA Northeast knows that the odds of hitting a deer on the road are increasing. You know, most deer-related crashes occur between October and December, close to sunset. And last year, just in New Haven and Fairfield counties, we saw over 400 deer-related crashes. So to keep you safe, AAA wants to remind you that as you're driving, especially in the early evening, scan the shoulders of the road in front of you for any movement or the possibility that deers will be crossing. Follow the speed limit. Keeping your speed down will give you more time to react to unexpected wildlife movements. If you spy one deer, look for others, because they rarely travel alone. And if a collision is unavoidable, apply the brakes firmly and try to remain in your lane and avoid other vehicles. And always remember, wear your seatbelt. Your chances of being injured in a deer crash are significantly higher if you don't have your seatbelt on. And if a crash occurs, move the vehicle to a safe location if possible and report the incident to state or local police. If you'd like to access more safety information on this subject and many others, you can check out the website for AAA Northeast at AAANortheast.com. All right, we're switching from deer on the road to the bees in our backyard. I am so thrilled to have a representative from the Backyard Beekeepers here back on the line. As a matter of fact, their vice president is with us, Andy Hatt. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
So tell me about your first beekeeping experience. What attracted you into this area that sounds like is your hobby and your passion and something you're really, really anxious to share with other people?
Yeah, well, it's a 40-year passion, John. It's a never-ending source of fascination for me. Keeping bees, while they're making honey for you and pollinating your garden and the gardens of your neighbors, you know, I'm thinking about stuff like this. If a single bee can fly 5 miles, find some flowers, come back to her hive, tell her sisters what she found, what direction, and how far away it is, all by the bee dance. And we cover all of that in Bee School, which is a program that we're going to be offering Monday evenings in January in Weston at the parish hall for the Emmanuel Church. So there's just a never-ending source of stuff. And meanwhile, you're teaching your kids all this stuff. You're meeting other people who are interested in conservation, pollinator pathways, farming, property, your own property as a habitat for other animals, which is a new way of looking at your land, evolving roles of bees. And Bee School and the club really is an entry point into a support system for new beekeepers. Last year, I think we had 70 participants in Bee School, quite a few.
Now, when folks are attending this event, this series of education sessions, are they just getting sort of the hands-on orientation, or are you also giving them information about how to most efficiently and economically access the fairly wide range of products and equipment one needs to move into this hobby?
Right. All of that, really. It's a four two-hour sessions on the Monday evenings in January. And we give them the basic fundamentals for a new beekeeper. We teach them about equipment, tell them where to get it. We talk about the different kinds of bees, a little bit about honeybee biology, some techniques of beekeeping, all of those things. And when the participants are finish the course, then we assign them a mentor. And so they're now that's the first, the second step. The first step is the bee school, but the second step is assigning them an experienced beekeeping mentor. And then we point the way toward workshops that we put on in our bee yard. We have a bee yard laboratory, so they'll have a chance to see an installation of bees into a colony. There's a monthly Zoom meeting for new bees to support them with questions and answers. We have a program called Wannabees for children who want to be beekeepers. And we have monthly meetings, and all for $30. And $60 costs for the bee school, which includes your membership in backyard beekeeping.
Oh, that's great. So for the $60, you get the introductory class and membership. And if folks want to become a member, they can join for $30. Maybe they have a little experience already with beekeeping, or they did it once and they want to come back, but maybe they're not able to commit to the Monday night. Then they can still avail themselves to all the resources and virtual and live experiences that backyard beekeepers will present over 2025.
Yeah, you're right. And what a Christmas gift that is, by the way. They can do the bee school, but if, as you say, they have difficulty getting all the Monday nights, we also record it, video record it, and the tuition in bee school gives people access to all of those recordings, so they can see the whole thing and see it several times if they want.
Oh, that's great. And you know, for folks that may want to learn more or kind of slip into this potential for beekeeping a little bit more slowly, they can actually begin to get to know your agency as early as this coming Tuesday night. You've got a real, what looks like a spectacular educational opportunity, whether you've been doing beekeeping like yourself for 40 or more years, or for folks that just want to kind of begin to learn about what's going on with bees here in our region and across the nation.
We have all types. In fact, some of the people who go to bee school have tried bees once and then their bees died and they want to get more instruction. So we have that. And we have both very experienced beekeepers and also brand new people at our club meetings every month. So, yeah, it's a heterogeneous group and a very supportive group.
So this talk from Mr. Simone Finstrom is happening as part of a regular meeting program on October 29th?
It is. We have our monthly meetings at the Northfield Community Church in Weston. So he will be talking this Tuesday, and then the following month we have a Vermont commercial beekeeper. And we have regional and nationally known speakers, and even we've had several internationally known speakers come to our club. We fly them in, put them up in our hotels, rooms, or with our membership. Sometimes sure. They stay over with us.
Yeah.
And they really give a national and regional perspective on the whole topic. It's fascinating.
Well, it won't be the equivalent of what folks might hear this Tuesday night from Dr. Simone Finstrom, but there is an important subject that folks probably want to be aware of, because I know that I've talked with folks like you and your colleagues going back now well over a decade, probably closer to two decades, through that horrible die-off period, which we're still, I guess, recovering from. But I guess now there's a new threat to bees that you're going to be talking about at your meeting this Tuesday.
There are a number of things that endanger bees. The die-off you're talking about, I think the colony collapse disorder, is still a mystery to people. Bees continue to be threatened by pesticides and also habitat loss. But the mites that have been imported through global trade and so forth, they're like little ticks that get on the bees, and they vector viruses and bacteria into the bloodstream or the hemolymph of the honeybee. They're a serious, serious problem. So yeah, combined with all of that and the nutrition required for healthy bee habitat, it's all part of the mix, and yeah, it's all research-based. Mm-hmm. So it'll be new things for everybody in a talk like that.
So just like with any type of, say, a farm animal, it looks like sometimes the way to address these sort of existential threats to the species is not necessarily to attack the threat, but to actually modify the genetics of the species.
Well, that's a good point. There are research labs now, half a dozen of them at least around the country, all of which are trying to come up with genetically different bees. They're crossbreeding bees who have the ability to groom off these mites that live on the honeybee. So they groom them off the larva and groom them off each other. And so there's some hope that in the not too distant future, we may have real success with that. There are queen bees now with the trait that they do that to some extent. So that's all part of the disease fighting process.
Well, we should let folks know that they can go to the website, which is super simple to remember, backyardbeekeepers.com, to learn more about activities that are happening as early as this coming week, to connect with the ways to become a member, and to enjoy that spectacular twofer where you spend $60 and you get membership plus enrolled in the next session of the 2025 Bee School. So this is all great information here, the beekeeping course. You can experience the magic of honeybees as early as this coming year, and that is happening also at the Manual Church Parish Hall in Weston, Connecticut. So as we get closer to the end of our conversation, Andy, I would like to take just the last 3 or 4 minutes that we have with you to give folks a little bit of an idea of what they're going to need to research and obtain in order to be able to hit the ground running with the education that they have, or at least to be able to get an idea of how much they might need to budget along with the $60, which will get them their membership into the Backyard Beekeepers group and their enrollment into the Bee School that starts Monday, January 6th.
Right. The startup cost, if you get all brand new equipment, would be approximately $400 for the boxes, for your smoker, for your veil, and equipment that you need, the various tools that you would need for beekeeping to get a hive, and probably $150 for the bees themselves, which would be brought to a location near us. We could pick them up. They come in a crate. And there are several ways you can get all of this stuff. All of this is covered in Bee School, and I bring equipment to demonstrate the assembly of the hive. We have a workshop for assembly equipment and a workshop for installation of bees from the package into the hive. All of that is covered in Bee School. But yeah, that's the basic. And we give them a lot of fundamental knowledge, John, about the basic inspections, what to look for, how fast should the bees be developing. And not only do we give them that in Bee School, but we have the follow-up workshops that reinforce that kind of learning and the mentors to guide them along the way as well.
Mm. So I guess when you look at the potential of $400 to $500 to kind of get to the starting gate, the investment of the $30 for the Bee School on top of the $30 membership to become affiliated with the Backyard Beekeepers is a great investment, because I have to imagine more than one person has come to you or to the association or, in fact, to one of your prior Bee School sessions who has, as you sort of mentioned earlier, had that experience of getting all excited and starting up on their own, only to experience like a full die-off and that highly frustrating and discouraging experience.
It's very doable, John, but it's not as easy as it might appear. And hobbyist beekeepers who are not associated with a club and with support workshops and things that I've mentioned have a much higher die-off rate. Our club is able to do much better than the national average, but hobbyists typically lose about two-thirds of their hives every year. And our statistics are much, much better than that. But yeah, it's a really good support system, and the knowledge is there for people who want to put the time and energy into it. And they're in a very friendly group. Everybody wants to do the same thing. Like-minded people might be a good way to put it.
That's excellent. Well, it's great to know that folks can experience the surrounding energy of folks like yourself, 40 plus years in the beekeeping hobby. And I'm sure you are still gaining knowledge from folks who have been in it a lot longer than you, as well as maybe learning a thing or two from somebody that's discovered a new trick, just a year or a few years into their hobby. So it's fantastic that this experience is available. Folks can get to know backyard beekeepers as early as this week with their event coming up on October 29th at their November meeting. I'm sorry, at their next meeting. Otherwise, perhaps consider your membership and tuition into bee school, which starts in January. The Backyard Beekeepers Association provides their membership with a forum for sharing knowledge and mutual interests in beekeeping and to educate and promote the benefits of beekeeping to the public. Once again, backyardbeekeepers.com is the place you need to go to get started. And Andy Hatt, their vice president, has been kind enough to share all kinds of information with us here today. So thank you so much, Andy, and best of luck with your upcoming bee school. And if there's anything that we can do for you, please,
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.